It's great to be here in Rockland. It's a Coast Guard city. Yeah. So I feel right at home. My Coast Guard career actually came to Rockland on many occasions. The first time was way back in the 1970s on a patrol boat coming out. It's a very different place back then. And I've really seen it grown over the years. Then a subsequent tour here in Maine, in Portland. I was the alternate captain of the port back then, sort of mid-career. So we covered the whole coast of Maine, enforcing safety rules on commercial ships and environmental protection throughout the coast. So I'm going to talk about environmental protection from cruise ships today, but I wanted to mention my background because, quite honestly, I feel like I have a deep appreciation for just how special a place Maine is, having lived here for a number of years and have family here. So when I do that, it's with that sense of perspective on how special a place this is. Mike gave a really good introduction as to what CLIA is, so I won't repeat everything he just said. We are a global organization. We don't operate the cruise ships. We don't run them, but the people who do are members of our association, and that's all the names that you've heard of. The ships that visit Rockland are CLIA members. So that's what gives us standing to come to you today and talk to you about how these rules that apply to cruise ships are adhered to by our members. Sorry, I don't have a remote, so I have to keep running back here. As part of our business in CLIA, particularly from a maritime policy perspective, the way we go about working with our members is directly through various committees. We represent our industry at the International Maritime Organization, so there's a very strong international component to this. And that is where the IMO, International Maritime Organization, is a specialized agency of the UN that sets rules and establishes the framework for member states to enforce safety and environmental rules globally. So we are there representing our industry, advocating for consistent and meaningful regulations. We're not anti-regulation. We want them. We want regulations because that, quite honestly, is good for our business to be viewed as good environmental stewards. We work with the international level, with the national level, and at the port level. And this is done globally around the world to make sure that, you know, our companies are operating in a respectful way with the destinations and respecting the environment and keeping our passengers safe. There's a legal requirement to do that, but it's also good business. That's what our customers expect. If we don't get safety right, if we don't get security right, if we don't get environmental protection right, we really undermine the product that our industries are trying to sell. So Mike covered a lot of this. Again, it's the vast majority of cruise ships around the world. So let me start with this point right here. You know, cruise ships are thoroughly regulated. There is a misconception that cruise ships really dodge regulations, and I think that stems from the fact that many of them are foreign flagged. There's only really a relative handful that are U.S. flagged. But I can tell you that is really not the case. Every ship that comes into U.S. waters or enters a U.S. port is subject to a host of regulations, safety regulations, environmental and security regulations, and a number of other things as well. Those are the ones that I primarily get engaged with. These are enforced by a range of federal agencies, predominantly the U.S. Coast Guard. They will make a decision as to whether a ship is even allowed to enter based on its compliance history. That is true for cruise ships, as well as any other foreign flag vessel. The vast majority of ships coming into the U.S. and international trade are foreign. And the Coast Guard is the agency that administers their entry and oversees the safety and environmental controls while they're in U.S. waters. It's even more stringent for cruise ships. Most international ships, when they come here, have at least a minimum of an annual inspection every year. For cruise ships, it's quarterly. There's a major one every year, but there are quarterly re-examination. So the Coast Guard is on our vessels with a higher degree of frequency than any other kind of vessel. There are a number of other federal agencies. I got a slide to show that as well. But the bottom line here, if our ships fail to comply with the safety, the environmental standards that they're held to in the U.S., they are subject to penalties. If there's criminal activity, there could be fines. If something is serious, that the ship is not even eligible to sail, they'll be detained in port. And that is something that for any ship operator, it's the last thing they want to have happen, because that is enormously expensive and disruptive to schedules. So that is a big, big hammer that the federal government has over all ships that operate in U.S. water, regardless of flag. Enforcement, I mentioned the Coast Guard, but there's a whole range of other federal agencies that are directly involved in how cruise ships adhere to the requirements that they're supposed to comply with. The EPA, obviously, is very prominent. And as when we get into talking about air emissions and water quality, EPA obviously has a huge role in that. Customs and Border Protection from a security standpoint. APHIS, that's probably one you may not have heard of that one. It's the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, part of the Department of Agriculture. Think of, you know, food coming into the U.S., garbage, that type of waste, anything that might transmit a disease or be a disease vector, that's what they're there for. So from a health standpoint, they're very important. CDC, Center for Disease Control, they also inspect our ships on a regular basis, yeah, from a health standpoint. You have a lot of people on a ship. Obviously, there's human health concerns. CDC has a very active role in making sure that ships are maintained in sanitary condition. State agencies, I'm going to skip over DOJ for a second. State agencies also have a role. Maine DEP, for example, does a lot of work involving maritime environmental protection. They often act as an agent for EPA, and they work very closely with the Coast Guard. Now, DOJ and FBI, I put them in there. They're not regulators. But if there is a case where there's potential criminal violation, a case will be referred to them. And that does happen, you know, throughout the U.S. on foreign flag ships. Fortunately, very, very infrequently on cruise ships. In fact, it hasn't happened in a number of years, but they are there. And they do bring cases every year for illegal discharges against foreign flag ships. So again, foreign flag ships are regulated. Cruise ships are regulated. There's a range of agencies that do that. That's just in the U.S. Now, internationally, you know, they're flagged, you know, in their home countries. Those countries have obligations to make sure that they comply with international requirements. It's generally carried out with a recognized organization. Now, those are, you may have heard of them, organizations like the American Bureau of Shipping, Lloyd's Register, part of the Lloyd's Group, that actually go on board and they do detailed examinations to make sure the ships comply with all international requirements. And then port states. The port state is any place where a ship visits, it's not its home country. So when a ship goes into a foreign port, foreign to that ship, government officials can come on board and verify that those ships comply with international standards. That's essentially what the Coast Guard does in the United States, but it's also done in other places around the world too. We have very strict standards in the U.S. European Union is equally strict. Areas around Asia, equally strict. And they publish reports, and you can access these reports to see how ships perform. And it's by category. So container ships, ro-ro ships, cruise ships, they'll all be broken down, and it'll tell you how well they perform. And that's publicly available to them.